Students and youth, rise up, rise up. Students and youth, rise up, rise up. The people of the world, rise up, rise up. The people of the world, rise up, rise up.
Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, where the new generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Rise Up is a collective radio show by conscious youth for youth. I'm Yanilda Gonzalez, one of today's hosts, and I'm joined by Nell Geiser, Leanne Stanky, and our always fabulous engineer, Errol Maitland.
We have a great show coming up today, examining politics and activism at U.S. universities. Columbia University wants to move into West Harlem. But community and student activists are getting together to question the impact and ethics of expansion. We'll be speaking with Nellie Bailey from the Harlem Tenants Council, Tom Kapner of the 121st-122nd Block Association, and Liz Dwoskin, one of the student coalition organizers around the expansion.
In the second half of our show, we'll review the latest affirmative action developments in Michigan with attorney Jay Rosner and University of Michigan at Ann Arbor student organizers Mark Kamamura and Jackie Bray. But first, here's some of the news affecting youth in New York City and around the country.
Eight members of the group Anarchist People of Color were arraigned last week at the Brooklyn Criminal Courthouse. The APOC 8 were arrested on November 16th at a fundraiser for their organization. Those present witnessed approximately 20 police cars swarming the premises after a report of an open container violation. Numerous partygoers were severely injured during the raid, which was, according to those in attendance, brutal and unnecessary. The APOC 8 pled not guilty to charges which included resisting arrest, inciting a riot, and assault of a police officer. According to Christian Bello, who was present at the fundraiser, those who were arrested were peaceful, but took action to protect their civil rights. They took photos, asked for badge numbers, and tried to prevent police from seizing the event's sign-in sheet. Parole was deferred for the APOC 8, and their first hearing date is set for January 22nd. Over 50 activists showed up at the courthouse last week to support them.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit on behalf of 20 families. High school students as young as 14 were terrorized by police with guns and drug-sniffing dogs in an early morning drug raid at Stratford High School in Goose Creek, South Carolina. The raid took place on November 5th after the school's principal complained about increased drug activity in the school. School and police officials have defended police activity during the raid. Video surveillance footage of the raid shows police with guns pointed at students, forcing them to lie down on the floor and handcuffing anyone who did not comply quickly enough. No drugs or weapons were found during the sweep and no charges were filed. According to the ACLU lawsuit, school and police officials violated the students' rights and to be free from unlawful search and seizure and use of excessive force. The lawsuit seeks a court order declaring the raids unconstitutional and blocking officials from carrying out future raids, as well as damages on behalf of the students who were targeted. One of the students caught up in the sweep said, quote, "I felt like I had less rights than other people that day."
Several months after the Supreme Court's affirmative action decisions, which state that race can be used as a factor in determining admissions, conservative student organizers are hoping to incite a backlash. On December 2nd, Republican students at Utah State University held an anti-affirmative action bake sale. White male students were charged $2 a cookie, while minority students were charged as little as 25 cents, depending on their gender and the color of their skin. The USU student group Aggies for Education on Affirmative Action has scheduled a January 23rd debate with the Republican students who organized the sale. Meanwhile, a website called NoRace.org is asking white students to purposely misrepresent their race on college admissions applications. The website urges white students to take the following pledge. I, the undersigned, am a prospective college student and pledge to specify my race incorrectly on my college entrance applications as an act of civil disobedience in protest of the use of racial preference in college admissions. Stay tuned later in the show for an in-depth discussion about affirmative action in higher education nearly half a year after the Supreme Court decisions.
On December 15th, Bill of Rights Day, the New York City Council postponed a vote on Resolution 909A. The resolution was drafted as a response to post-9/11 government policies that have unnecessarily violated civil rights and liberties in the name of fighting terrorism. Although 34 city council members, including Speaker Gifford Miller, had signed on as co-sponsors of Resolution 909A, the council suddenly decided to delay action. Some members expressed concern that a vote in support of civil liberties would not be viewed favorably after the recent capture of Saddam Hussein. The vote on the resolution, which will be assigned a new number, has been rescheduled for early next year. For updates, check www.nycbordc.org. That's www.nycbordc.org.
Thanks.
I'm Yanilda Gonzalez, and that's the latest in youth news.
Yanilda, you work at the New York Civil Liberties Union, full disclosure here on Rise Up
yeah.
Radio, and you worked on the Resolution 909A campaign. So what's your take on this postponing of the vote at the city council?
Well, I mean, like everybody else who was working on it and anybody who cares about civil liberties post 9/11, I think we're all sort of disappointed that the council took on the view that civil liberties and national security somehow conflict, when the view that we're taking is that they don't conflict. We just have to make sure that in the effort to preserve national security, we do it in a way that protects civil liberties as well.
So what are you going to do to keep the momentum going until January's vote?
Oh, we're definitely going to continue doing what we have been doing, which is, you know, we have hundreds of volunteers working on this, and we just have to keep, you know, encouraging them to continue telling others about it, and we're going to keep publicizing the resolution and publicizing these issues and continuing to educate the public and the city council members as well about what the issues are and what they are not.
Great. Well, we got to wrap up with the youth news. Coming up, we'll be joined by Nellie Bailey from the Harlem Tenants Council, Tom Kapner of the 121st, 122nd Block Association, and Liz Dwoskin, a junior at Columbia College and organizer with the Student Coalition, all addressing Columbia's expansion into West Harlem. You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, New York.
I love this land. We put it down so hard in this world. Everybody think we sitting on diamonds and pearls. Got the planet on our tips with them little white lies. And if they bold enough to not believe, we ready to ride. Ask Saddam, gorilla pimp gangsters even with 10. But if he don't follow these orders, we gon' slap him again. Mac to the end, kill and pillage a foe or a friend. Sell the dope, bust you and take it, then sell it again. Billy Clinton was representing American sound. And half them fools criticizing, getting head right now. Pitiful, hypocritical, overzealous and jealous. Land of followers just don't believe whatever they tell us. In God we trust, bow down to Benjamin Franklin. He the one that bought your preacher that Lincoln. It ain't what you thinking. Land of the free, home of the thug, drug dealers. And I'm proud to be a pimp, gangster, hustling pillar. We're